Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says double standards on terrorism unacceptable. Tells the SEO summit in China, terrorism is a huge challenge for humanity. Hundreds feared dead and many injured as powerful earthquake of magnitude 6 strikes northeastern Afghanistan. In Bangladesh, Women Rights Forum calls for comprehensive electoral reforms to ensure fair and inclusive representation of women in political arena. Novak Djokovic makes history at US Open to become the oldest man to reach all four Grand Slam quarters in a season. And India beat Japan 3-2 to advance to Super 4 stage of Asia Cup hockey in Rajgir, Bihar. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism is unacceptable. Delivering his statement at the SEO summit in Tianjin, Mr. Modi termed terrorism as a huge challenge for humanity, saying terrorism in all its forms should be condemned. Mr. Modi said, India has been dealing with terrorism for the last four decades. He expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack.
निर्मम आतंकवाद का दंश झेल रहा है। कितनी ही माताओं ने अपने बच्चे खोए और कितने बच्चे अनाथ हुए। हाल ही में हमने पहलगाम में टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूं।
The Prime Minister highlighted that India has played a very positive role as a member of the SEO. He added that India's vision and policy for the SEO is based on three important pillars: security, connectivity, and opportunity. Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SEO summit. Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with the Russian President later today. Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held wide-ranging talks with a focus on rebuilding the bilateral ties between India and China yesterday. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said in the meeting, Mr. Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
Prime Minister's first engagement was a bilateral meeting with President Xi Jinping of the People's Republic of China. This is the second meeting between the two leaders in the space of less than a year. Their last meeting was in Kazan in October last year, where they had laid down certain strategic guidelines for the development of bilateral relations and set out certain goals to be achieved by the two sides. In their meeting, both the leaders were happy to note the progress that had been registered, the actions that had been taken since the meeting in Kazan, and the momentum that had been maintained in bilateral relations since that meeting, especially in the domain of people-to-people relations.
PM Modi also mentioned the challenge of cross-border terrorism and pitched for extending support to each other to combat it. Mr. Misri said cross-border terrorism was mentioned by the Prime Minister as a priority, and Mr. Modi underlined the fact that this is something that impacts both India and China. The Foreign Secretary said the two leaders were of the view that differences between India and China should not be allowed to be turned into disputes.
Cross-border terrorism was mentioned by the Prime Minister as a priority. He did underline the fact this is something that impacts both India and China, and that it's important, therefore, that we extend understanding and extend support to each other as both of us combat cross-border terrorism.
Hundreds are feared dead and many injured in an earthquake of magnitude 6 that struck Afghanistan's rugged northeastern province of Kunar last night. According to the United States Geological Survey, the quake was recorded 27 kilometers east-northeast of Jalalabad at a depth of 8 kilometers. About 20 minutes later, Nangarhar province experienced another tremor, registering a magnitude of 4.5 at a depth of 10 kilometers. Taliban government officials have urged aid organizations to help in rescue efforts in the remote mountainous areas. The quake was felt across Pakistan and northern India, including Delhi NCR. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Bangladesh, the Forum for Women's Political Rights has called for comprehensive electoral reforms to ensure fair and inclusive representation of women in the political arena. The forum also demanded direct elections among women candidates, 200 reserved seats in parliament, and the mandatory nomination of at least 33% women candidates by every political party to ensure greater representation of women. During a press conference at Dhaka Reporters Unity, the forum leaders said the current 50 reserved seats without direct election do not provide women with meaningful political power. The forum leaders highlighted that although women constitute more than half of the country's population, their representation in parliament has historically been around just 7%. A report by the Pakistan-based rights organization Defense of Human Rights has said the PAK Army's human rights record remains a matter of grave concern for international bodies and rights groups. The force are being accused of carrying out arbitrary and unlawful killings, extrajudicial executions, enforced disappearances, and widespread torture in all provinces. The rights group has tracked 2,332 cases of enforced disappearances in 2024, demonstrating a troubling persistence and escalation of abductions linked to state actors. The United Nations Working Group on Enforced and Involuntary Disappearances to 2024 report has also stated that the number of such cases rose by 27% over the preceding period. In the men's singles pre-quarterfinals at the US Open tennis, Novak Djokovic beat Jan Lennard Struff of Germany 6-3, 6-3, 6-2 to reach his record-extending 64th Grand Slam quarterfinal. Djokovic has now reached the quarterfinals at every major in a year for the ninth time in his career, breaking a tie with Roger Federer for the most of any man or woman in the Open era. In another singles match, world number 2 and former champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain beat Frenchman Arthur Rinderknecht 7-6, 6-3, 6-4 to advance to the quarterfinal. In the women's singles, defending champion Belarusian Arina Sabalenka beat Spain's Kristina Buxa 6-1, 6-4 to advance to the quarterfinals. The Indian team has entered the Super 4 of the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025 after defeating Japan. Led by captain Harmanpreet Singh, the Indian team will face Kazakhstan in their final league match at Rajgir today. The match will be played at 7:30 p.m. this evening. So far, the Indian team has won both of its matches, and with 6 points, it stands at the top of the points table. In Pool A, China is in second place with 3 points. Meanwhile, in another Pool A match, China will take on Japan today. The Indian benchmark indices opened on a higher note today as IT and public sector bank stocks led the rally in the early trade. The Sensex rose by 335 points to 80,144, while the Nifty 50 gained 104 points to 24,531 in the early trade on the opening day of the week today. The US markets ended in the red zone on Friday as the Dow Jones Industrial average slipped by 0.2%. The Asian markets opened the week mixed. China's Shanghai index rose 0.48%. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says double standards on terrorism unacceptable. Tells the SEO summit in China, terrorism is a huge challenge for humanity. Hundreds feared dead and many injured as powerful earthquake of magnitude 6 strikes northeastern Afghanistan. In Bangladesh, Women's Rights Forum calls for comprehensive electoral reforms to ensure fair and inclusive representation of women in political arena. Novak Djokovic makes history at US Open to become the oldest man to reach all 4 Grand Slam quarters in a season. And that is the end of this news bulletin.